Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Potpourri of, or maybe a jamboree, of conversation. Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan on the DJV program. We'll have an unforgettable adventure again in this hour of the program. I was thinking we ought to have jingles. What do you think, ladies? Should we have a jingles?
Oh,
we
could do
the DJV show, yada da 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 da, or is that too old school? I think we could do,
it's totally old school, but we could do whatever we want.
Intoxicating. Yes, no?
Victoria doesn't seem to be into it.
No, she didn't seem to be into
it. Not a jingle person.
No? Jingle bells, jingle bells. All right, Jennifer, would you like to have the floor? Would you like to have the stage? Would you like to have the microphone? Would you like to give us something that we don't know? Tell us something that we don't know. That's what I want.
Well,
something cool.
I can give you three choices. I can give you Life on Venus, which we touched on, but we've not really explored.
No,
I could tell you about the Stark order to warning to Iraq, or sorry, to Iran, Iraq, yeah. the '90s called, they or the 2000s called, they want their country back.
They're out of
the
yeah.
Right. So
George
we talk about Iran.
He's not going to give it to you. Yeah. All right.
Or we could talk about LeBron James getting called out by the L.A. sheriff. What would you like to do?
I have one, just one little tidbit
or
that
we
I got
do
from
tea,
my
your choice.
No, I want you to take it, but I just remembered my son told me in our conversation, one of our many points in the conversation last night was that the air quality in San Francisco is second only to Delhi, India, and Los Angeles is third on that list, and Beijing is fourth. The air quality in the world, worst air quality is Delhi, India. Second worst air quality is San Francisco. Third is Los Angeles, and fourth is Beijing. Just a note on the polluted air situation. Meanwhile, now back to you in the studio, Jennifer.
Yeah, don't forget, by the way, Portland, Oregon, also
Portland.
On the list of the top 10. From what the list that I'm looking at, Portland's actually number 2. Seattle is number 4. Los Angeles is number 7. And San Francisco is number 10, according
you were talking
to IQ
about,
Air.
And Brendan said this. Brendan lives in West Hollywood. You are over on the other side of the hill. But everybody seems to be able to smell and feel the smoke.
Yeah.
The stuff that
not
gets
to,
into your
not to play topper, yeah, not to play topper with your son, but for some reason where I am in the foothills community, because I'm very close to the Bobcat Fire, and the way the mountains are a little bit closer in the foothills, closer to me, the smoke is being held in. And so if you look at the air quality map in my neighborhood, you know, it's rated. It's green, yellow, orange, red, purple.
Yeah.
Our air quality has been at, like, this purple burgundy hazardous. It's the worst you can get on the dial. It
you
is.
You know, what it reminds
it's horrific.
Me of.
It hurts to breathe.
When you walk into an airport, and I don't think any of them have it anymore, but I remember walking through the St. Louis airport where they had those smoking rooms, and
yeah.
you couldn't even see into their little cubicle with
that's how
12
it is in Portland.
People in there. Yeah.
That's how, and that's why I bring them up. I mean, a lot of attention is being paid to California right now because we've got 3 million acres that are charred, but I have a friend who flies for, I think it's Delta, and she was in Portland. She's on the small little planes. And she was in Portland yesterday and put some pictures up on Instagram that, I mean, you couldn't even see the wing of the aircraft
from
the window of the
492.
Plane.
The air quality runs from 0 to 500. Portland at 492.
Yeah, in my neighborhood right now, I'm looking at the map, it's 464.
Oh, my God.
So it's not, I mean, it's just, it's bad. And it, for someone like me, I have allergies and asthma, and I'm a very allergic
horrible.
To smoke.
Are you on the puffer? Are you puffing?
I had to use it. I survived a couple of weeks of COVID and never had to use my inhaler, but I've been having to use my inhaler this week. And
well,
that whistle
of
your lungs is not comforting.
Those tiny particles that we're talking about that are in the air so increase your risk of asthma, lung disorders in general, heart attacks, strokes, all that kind of stuff. Jack Stockwell will tell us that later on in the hour. More respiratory problems on the West Coast. The UCLA Fielding School of Public Health says that the fire danger, the number of people coming into the hospital has doubled from this time last year because of, and this is what, a month of this? It's been going on for a month.
At least a couple weeks. I mean, as far as the air quality goes, it started last Wednesday for us where it got really, really severe, at least in Southern California. And they expect it to go through Thursday. So you're looking at well over a week of these air quality conditions.
27 people are dead because of these fires. Who's going to be held responsible?
I heard there's some arrests. Yeah, and there is actually. I've heard higher numbers than that. And there's been arrests in Portland. There's been arrests in California. The couple that launched the El Dorado fire with their pyrotechnics, they're being charged. I mean, it's a lot of people who are out there doing bad things and a lot of people who are just doing stupid things. And it's all conflating. Right.
Yeah. All right, now you said you had some things on your mind, so.
Well, which one do you want? I gave you three choices.
How about Moon? How about, was it Venus? Where is the life that you were done?
Life on Venus, yes. Okay. So apparently, forget the Martians. It's now Venus that we're watching. Scientists think that they found hints of life in Venus clouds, which is a discovery that, if confirmed, would cause them to reexamine everything they thought they knew about how life evolves. Now, if life does exist within a small niche of habitability, how about that, in Venus's temperate layer of clouds, it might mean that life could be even more ubiquitous in the universe than previously expected. The discovery is already fueling calls from scientists who want a mission sent to the nearby planet. Yesterday, scientists announced the discovery of phosphine, which is a possible sign of life in the clouds of Venus's upper atmosphere. This is getting scientists to, again, want more information, and you could imagine why. The gas isn't a surefire sign, they say, that microbes are floating around in the planet's clouds, but researchers behind the study haven't yet been able to find another explanation for why the phosphine actually exists.
Think about how, in fact, we know. How do we know?
I know.
That's the fascinating thing about this, for me anyway, is that we actually are figuring this out. 13 past the hour, this is the DJV program. When you visit the doctor, is your blood pressure reading accurate? We had a conversation about that on the program. And so our clip of the day today is about your blood pressure and how you measure it, how you make sure you have it under control. And when is the best time for you to visit the doctor, when is the best time for you to have your blood test, most accurate results? We have all that conversation from Dr. Doug and Nurse Jen and Nurse Victoria. Excuse me, that wouldn't work too well. Anyway, the DJV show, clip of the day every day. It's different. You can go back through and listen to a whole, you got some time, you have some fun listening to a lot of these clips of the day. And also you listen to the whole program all day, every day at DJVshow.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. About 20 years ago, the first drug to treat erectile dysfunction was approved by the FDA, with about half of all men between the ages of 40 and 70 experiencing some level of erectile dysfunction. That was good news for a common problem. But
before we even talk about medications, we should first talk about lifestyle changes.
Why? Because if there is a blood flow problem to the penis, Dr. Tobias Kohler says there is likely a blood flow problem to the heart.
The blood vessels that feed the penis are about 2 millimeters in diameter. And the blood vessels in the heart are about 4 millimeters in diameter. So whenever you have problems with blood flow to areas, the penis will act first because the vessels are smaller.
And one of the best ways to combat both is to exercise and eat healthy.
If you lose weight, if you quit smoking, if you have a slimmer waistline, your penis will be better.
And your heart as well. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
You know what a marvelous world we live in, despite all of the nonsense and all of the back and forth and the arguing and the nastiness. Look at that picture. Jennifer, you just have prompted me to go browse around, look around, nose around. I had this in my mind. There's a little bit of info about the planet. It's like looking at this image of Venus. How peaceful and beautiful. You look at that, the hues, the pinks and sort of the sand color, and you wonder, in fact, as you look at that, about all of the other planets that are just like this planet and our planet that are floating around in the universe. And you think about life, whether it's, this is the planet that's next to us, Mars, whether there's life there, and thinking about how long these planets have been in existence and what maybe has gone on there billions of years ago. Maybe there was life there and no life on the Earth. And then it's, I'm a firm believer, I know you all think I'm nuts, that the real seeds of life came from other planets, whether they were close to us or whether they're far
away.
That's
not far-fetched, though.
No. I don't think
it really isn't. May have proof now. Maybe we used to live on Venus. You never know.
Yeah. Well, and it's not that far. And who knows over the, it's not, progress doesn't just happen here on Earth. When you consider, this is what's so mind-boggling about all this, actually. When you consider that there's really no beginning and no end to life, to the universe. You can talk about the Big Bang Theory. Who's going to prove that? The fact that, but you can ask, how did it all start? And you can get a real headache trying to figure it out. We get ourselves so kind of bogged down in the nuance of this silly stuff, arguing about this and that, when in the light of eternity, really, it doesn't mean a damn thing. It really doesn't. It becomes something that means something that really has no meaning to it. Does that sound like double talk? I mean, all of these things that we're worked up about in the light of eternity, sure, they affect our life in the here and now today. Yep, okay. So, fires in California, and vaccines, and who's going to be elected president, all those things are upon us. But when you think about it, if you look through all of the stuff, this is the only story, for me, actually, that has any real meaning. Where is there life? What's life all about? And, what are beings experiencing elsewhere? Looking at that, it just got me looking at the picture of that beautiful planet. Those beautiful hues, those blues, the colors there, it looks like the most beautiful. When we look at our planet from afar, I think it's a magnificently beautiful thing. All right, 21 after the hour.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now 23 after the hour, music time in this hour of the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, and you, and three of the most talented ladies of song in the modern musical era together. Gladys Knight, Patti LaBelle, latest artist to go head-to-head on the Instagram Live and Apple Music series Bare Zoos. We were talking about this last week, following Brandy and Monica's showdown earlier this month. During the three-hour show, the two soul singers traded off performing their own big songs as well as each other's while discussing their careers and their love for music. Gladys Knight performed Midnight Train during the show, and during her performance of If You Asked Me To, Patti LaBelle made a point to note that her version preceded Celine Dion's more well-known recording, coming out 3 years earlier. During the final rounds, Patti LaBelle performed Lady Marmalade and the Alphabet Song, her famous number one song from Sesame Street. They were joined by surprise guest Dionne Warwick, who performed That's What Friends Are For, which is one of the most fabulous songs.
That's what friends are for. Good times and bad times. I'll be on your side forevermore. That's
what sharp.
I definitely liked the original.
Yes. Always makes me cry when I hear the original, but this one doesn't make me cry. Might hurt my ears a little bit. Anyway, it's kind of neat that they were together like that. Don't you think?
I watched a lot of this video. I thought they were all great together.
Yeah.
Patti and Gladys sound amazing. Yeah. Dionne is, you know, she's getting up there, so her voice wasn't as strong as it used to be.
No, she smoked too much and did drugs and stuff, so that didn't help.
Patti and Gladys, you know, they're both fresh off of The Masked Singer. They sound incredible.
Yeah. Has that started again? The Masked
Singer? Not yet. Next week. Yeah, yeah. Next week or the week after, yeah.
Yeah, really. All right, anyway, so that's the story of the... Well, so who's next on the hit parade on Verzuz here? Who are the next ones?
I don't think that they've announced it. They've announced... this one was so much... This was trending everywhere, so yeah.
It's a great combo.
Yeah. And they, you know, they're friends, so they just sat and they chatted in between each song, and it was great.
That kind of stuff. I love that kind of stuff. All right, so that's that story. 25 and change after the hour on the DJV program. Time now for us to turn our attention to Alicia Keys, who has announced Alicia the album when it's going to be released, apparently March 20th. But she was supposed to release it March 20th. I was thinking it was next year. But because everything was kicked back, and she picked May, and that didn't work. Now the wait is over. Alicia has announced in a Twitter promo the album comes out this Friday, the 18th. The full track list for Alicia yet to be announced, but the album will include songs, previous singles like Time Machine, Underdog, Show Me Love, that's with Miguel, So Done featuring Khalid, Love Looks Better, Perfect Way to Die, and Good Job. New tour dates for the record also, they haven't been announced yet, but you can be sure next year they'll be on the road with this. Earlier this year, Alicia released her memoir, More Myself, A Journey. Anybody look at that? Anybody interested?
I have some friends who read it and said it was really good. She's very smart, and they said it was very insightful. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't, you know, she's around a lot. Where does she rank? Is she in the top 10 female artists that are around now? Would you say Alicia Keys in a group?
Yeah.
Top
definitely.
10?
For talent, yes. Oh, yeah.
And how old would she be at this point? Late 20s?
She's in her 30s, I think.
Is she in her 30s? Yeah. Okay. Good. All right, so that's the update on Alicia. You got the music info. We're on it. On top of it, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen. DJV time is 28 after the hour.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
With social distancing and the closure of many public places, loneliness has been one of the unfortunate consequences of the COVID-19 pandemic. We all know about the many online dating apps out there, so why not an app to make friends? Katie Hurdle is the creator of Friend Match.
Friend Match is actually exactly what it sounds like. It works similar to an online matchmaking or a dating website or app, but it is for friends instead of for romance. So it's worldwide. You can meet people from anywhere around the world or locally from your own community. Everything about it is designed to make it easy to find and make new friends. So you sign up, you create a profile for yourself, you share information about yourself, such as what kinds of friends you're looking for, what your interests and hobbies are, and what kinds of things you'd like to do with the friends you find on Friend Match.
Friend Match is free, but you have to be 18 to join.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and unavailable on leases. See dealer for details.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hurricane Sally is a very slow-moving storm, and they say it will bring historic flooding. It's a Category 1, and it's expected to hit the Gulf Coast in the next few hours. Forecasters say it's hard to predict where it will make landfall. It's only moving about 2 miles an hour as it pounds the Gulf Coast. Mississippi, Alabama, and the Florida Panhandle are all affected. National Hurricane Center Ken Graham says the storm will be a big rainmaker even after it crosses the coast and very slowly moves inland over Alabama.
Still fluctuate, wobble around a little bit, and then 7 p.m. Wednesday in portions of southwest Alabama, 7 a.m. Thursday, even on Thursday, we're still in portions of south central Alabama, and it's going to be all the way into Friday morning when we start seeing the system into Georgia. That's slow.
This is USA Radio News. Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
The New York Mets may be getting a new owner. USA's John Hunt has details.
Billionaire Stephen Cohen has reached a deal to buy the New York Mets baseball team for a reported value of $2.42 billion. Cohen said in a statement, "I'm excited to have reached an agreement with the Wilpon and Katz families to purchase the Mets." This comes after an earlier move to buy the team failed back in February. The sale must still be approved by 23 of the 30 Major League Baseball team owners before it can become official. While Cohen already owns a minority stake in the team, which he acquired in 2012, his legacy has some controversy. Regardless of those concerns, the reality is that the hefty price tag could mean higher team valuations for all the other owners, to which they're likely not to object. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
A TV personality is trying to cash in on the debates by trying to get one of his own. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Comedian and MMA commentator Joe Rogan is offering to moderate a four-hour debate between President Trump and Joe Biden. And at least one of the candidates is apparently signing on. Speaking on his podcast yesterday, Rogan told retired MMA fighter Tim Kennedy he wanted to host such an event. And the fighter posted on Twitter, "Just two candidates, cameras, and their vision of how to move this country forward. Who wants in?"
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm all bummed out now. 34 after the hour here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and the rest of the world tuned in to find out what's going on. There was a UFO in New Jersey this morning, and people were going bananas. The traffic is all tied up. People jumping out of their cars to take pictures of this thing that nobody can identify until some character spoiled it all for us. It's the Goodyear blimp.
Yep.
So
that's just what they want you to believe. Don't.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, how do we know who's in the Goodyear blimp? Right?
Under sure. That's a whole different question. Yeah.
Yeah.
Aliens right. are piloting blimps. They
that's
don't
right.
need their own spaceships.
All right. So much for that. I was all excited we were going to start with that and go off. Well, given the fact that we were just talking about how beautiful Venus is and how there are things. It just makes a lot of sense that there are things floating around out there that we don't know about, we don't understand.
Well, don't you think that maybe 2020 will be the year that maybe most people can kind of agree that we've seen a lot of footage now that's been released by the government of UFOs and that UFOs
yeah.
do exist?
Yeah.
And this has been, because we've seen, more so than any other year in my entire life, this is the year that I've seen the most videos of UFOs. Yeah. And so the Pentagon has declassified a lot of the videos, basically letting people kind of make up their own minds. But, yeah. you know, I still want to know where the aliens are at Roswell.
They're me too. Yep. All right. Meanwhile, back at the ranch here, in light of the Oxford University vaccine trial going on and the poll that says most Americans are wary of a vaccine, that I find interesting. Less than a third of Americans say that they plan to get a vaccine if and when doses become available. Why do you suppose that is? And we look
safety.
At this. Yeah.
I think people have politicized this, and you have people like Kamala Harris going, I wouldn't trust any vaccine that Trump puts out there. He just wants to win an election. Which I think is,
Trump's making now, Trump's in the vaccine business,
right.
Gone
as
from being
as,
a developer into.
As much as I don't do the flu shot, I'm interested to see what vaccine is out there for coronavirus.
Yeah.
And I don't believe that these companies are going to put out something that's going to kill people just for President Trump to win the election. I just don't
buy that. All right, so none of us, the three of us, are not going to get vaccines.
Well, I don't know. I mean, the thing is I'd have to see. Is this one that ups your general immunity? Is it going to be like a flu shot where they're just predicting strains of coronavirus? I mean,
right.
It really does depend for me. I want to know about it. And there's, and by the way, there's five different ones that they're working on that all do a little bit of something different. So I just want to know more about it. I'm not opposed. Believe me, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I just don't typically do the flu shot because it's very predictive. I want to know if this is more, if it's going to be along the lines of like a, you know, like a polio or what other things that we've eradicated, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I want to know.
Yeah. All right. So,
Oxford is resuming. They're the ones that last week, AstraZeneca, along with Oxford University in England, they were the ones doing the vaccine trial, and they had to stop because one of the test subjects or the volunteers had an adverse reaction. They will not actually say what the reaction was, but it's being reported out of the UK that one of the volunteers, who is a British national, had been diagnosed with transverse myelitis, and it's an inflammatory syndrome that's caused by a viral infection that affects the spinal cord. This is where they lose me. If that's even a chance of getting it as a result of the vaccine, then that's a hard pass for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to welcome something into my body that can cause inflammation of the spinal cord. So that's what's being they haven't officially said that's what it is, but that's where all the reports are.
Anga bunga.
They have 30,000 volunteers being recruited right now for vaccine trials in the U.S., and they have 18,000 people who've already received it in other countries. So they're in the late stage of phase three right now.
Israel issuing a second lockdown because coronavirus cases there are surging. And the beginning of the Jewish high holiday season is this week. So it's kind of convenient. It's pretty easy because everybody is pretty much home locked themselves in anyway for the next, 3-4 days? Isn't that how long it lasts? I think pretty much it does. The country's first shutdown brought down the infection numbers, but then there was a huge rise of unemployment, and they don't go for that over in Israel, man. They're not into paying. They have this aversion to public assistance, unlike any place I've seen in the modern world. They just don't. If you can't work, then you're okay. If you can work, you don't get a nickel, nothing. So anyway, and they had one of the worst. You know, there were a lot of people taking shots at Netanyahu because they really did like England, having what happened here in a sense. They had some of the worst numbers. They have only 9 million people that live in Israel to begin with, so 150,000 confirmed cases, almost as many as we had here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Under the circumstances. So.
Well, a lot of countries are. I was, talking to my family in Ireland over the weekend, and the cases. Ireland, did a great job of containing the virus right away. They locked it down, and no one was allowed to go more than like a mile from where you live unless it was an emergency. But, now people started traveling, and everybody from Ireland goes, and England goes to Spain in the summer because Ireland doesn't really have a summer. So everybody went to Spain.
Oh.
Spain's numbers went through the roof. Now everyone's back from Spain, and the numbers in Ireland are now shooting up again. So, and like in Israel, you have to stay within 500 meters of your home. That wouldn't ever fly here, but that's what other countries have done, and it works really quickly.
So in North Dakota and South Dakota here in America, we haven't much talked about the central part of the country. But now those two states lead the nation in the numbers, at least for now. But what's the significance of the numbers? You ask yourself that because...
Well, the significance in those two states is that both of their governors were very anti-mask. And so there you go. And then we know Sturgis happened, the motorcycle rally. That had, what, 500,000 people went into that tiny town? And now they've recorded thousands of cases that stem from
that. Are schools open
that.
There now in those two states?
I don't know.
Schools get open? I think maybe they have. And then there's the Native American population that's there.
It's so hard in the beginning.
Well, so, but they don't go outside pretty much of their own lands, do they?
But,
for the most
well,
part, they stay.
And they do. Spread it around.
Yeah.
But they, those communities got hit really hard. But although they have corrected a lot of that, those numbers have gone down because they've been pretty vigilant about wearing a mask, even though no one else around them in North and South Dakota seems to be doing that. But so the Native American communities are getting a little bit better, and everyone else is getting worse.
How much do we think the masks really work?
I think that they've done so many tests on preventing droplets from spreading. I think it's a no-brainer, but everybody wants to make everything political.
Well, this is not political. I'm asking this from, like, just a position of having to
deal
with
a lot of
fires.
What do you think? Why are you asking the question?
Well, I don't know. I mean, first of all, I wear a mask, and I've been around people who wear a mask, and I still ended up getting COVID. So that's number one.
Well,
I think you got
it
from the microphone. Maybe. No, but I don't know who else would be speaking in there where it would have the chance to live because I come in after no one's been in the room for 12 to 15 hours.
But you were also at restaurants, right? Didn't you go to restaurants too?
I went to two restaurants and not in the time near when I went to COVID. I was not really going out at all. So that's number one. Number two, with fires burning all around me in California, the masks will tell you that, like, they're telling you right now on the news to wear your N95 masks because they're the only ones at work. So basically all of those cloth masks that we've been getting, the paper masks that you buy, that the hospitals use, they say that's not effective in blocking out the particulates. So it just made me think, like, if it's not effective for smoke, then why would we be led to believe that it's effective for COVID? And I swear this isn't political because you guys know I'll wear the mask. I think
it helps other people. I think that's what they're
it's just well. I mean, is it, it? I just want to know if it's effective because we've been doing this now for 6 months or 7 months or 8 months, however long it's been. So is it really working? Is my question.
Well, and the particle size, I mean, when I was trying to figure out what kind of mask I should wear, when I looked at there was a chart, I don't know if it came from the CDC, but some medical, maybe the Mayo Clinic, and they have the different particle sizes, and they compare it to what the mask is supposed to do. So there's the N95, then there's the respirator ones, you know, that you can see the little holes through, you know, but those are really ineffective. Those are not good because the virus goes right through the respirator. People think that they're wearing a good one, but it's not. The N95 that does not have that, that's the most effective. Then there's another one called the KN95, and then that one, those are at the highest percentage, and it was like 97% effective.
I guess my
conspiracy is this. And then the medical masks were like 94%.
Coming up, the 10 most annoying habits of husbands. Dr. Jack Stockwell has we have all kinds of podcasts, but the most recent Good Day Health podcast from Dr. Jack is a focus on the virus and whether or not it's over. He's been talking about that for the last couple of weeks. And we also talk about pink eye. What do you know about pink eye and how you get it? Well, he'll discuss that and you'll get the info. Most recent Good Day Health podcast with Jack Stockwell. Dr. Jack on the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-263-3403 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-263-3403. Again, 800-263-3403.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jewel Streed. 80% of lung cancer deaths are due to smoking, but smoking causes many other health problems. The good news is that just 20 minutes after you quit, your heart rate and blood pressure begin to drop.
Within a year of stopping, your risk of having a heart attack is about 50% of people who continue to smoke. And after about 3 years, it goes down to the level of the person who's never smoked.
Even your lung cancer risk can go down, says Dr. Taylor Hayes.
Most of the data suggests that it takes 15 to 20 years for the risks to accumulate. You can imagine that it takes a while after you stop the exposure to have the risk reduced. Most of the studies suggest it's 10 to 15 years to drop to its lowest level.
And while it's never too late to stop, the earlier, the better.
Studies have clearly shown that if you quit by age 40 or early 40s, you avoid nearly all of the excess risk for disease and quality of life reduction.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Fall is a season that's a little in the middle. It's sort of the best of two seasons. It's no longer a sweaty summer, but the winter chill is still around the corner. And that's the perfect time to feed and seed your lawn with Scott's Turf Builder. Even better than spring. Because the soil is still warm, but the air is getting cool. So your lawn gets the most nutrients in the best combination of temperatures. Feed and seed now with Scott's Turf Builder. And build the best lawn for every season. Scott's, it's good out here.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so as a former husband, maybe I should do this list. The 10 most annoying husband habits. Number 10, being glued to the TV sports broadcasts.
Ugh.
Number 9, checking the car for dings every time he drives. I would have thought it would be she driving it. Number 8, forgetting to do what he's asked to do. Mm. Number 7, expecting you to send birthday cards to his relatives. These are annoying husband habits. Number 6, cluttering the top of the dresser. Mm-hmm. Number 5, dropping your dirty clothes on the floor. Number 4, not clearing dishes after you eat. Number 3, not cleaning up your hair in the sink after you shave, you slob.
Oh.
Number 2, channel surfing with a remote. And number 1, what do you think? The most annoying husband habit that wives hate the most is, according to Women's World magazine. What do you think, ladies?
I think the forgetting to do what you asked to do and the...
No, I didn't get you to number one yet, though.
No, I know, but I was just saying which one's most annoying to me so far.
Right,
I would say talking too much.
Leaving the toilet seat up.
Oh, how could I not think of that?
There it is. Annoying husband habits. 10 before the hour.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Uri Geller is with me now on Your Hidden Power, our weekly visit. He describes himself well as a mentalist. I think that is among the other things I use, a mystifier, paranormalist, all that sort of thing. I find him very motivating. He's helped people all around the world for decades understand what it is, what does it take to move yourself. It's all mind power. As a matter of fact, that's the title of a couple of his books. Uri is here from his museum, the Uri Geller Museum, which is being built out in Tel Aviv. And with him is one of Israel's new up-and-coming mentalists that are trying to figure out how to do this by being around Uri Geller. So, Uri, who is it that you have there with you that I can speak to for a couple of minutes about what they're experiencing there at the museum?
Okay, you know, Doug, that throughout my life, I've received probably millions of letters and emails and messages from youngsters who see me on television, and their dream is to become either a magician or a mentalist.
Yeah.
When I came back to Israel 5 years ago, after 48 years of living abroad, you can imagine all these youngsters, they met me, they emailed me, we photographed with them, and now that I'm opening the museum, it's not open yet, but this is synchronicity because both of them called me up and said they'd like to come and visit. So I'll pass you over to Itamar, and Yoav is standing next to him. Just ask him interesting questions about how it is to be a how old are you now, Itamar? He's 17, a year before joining the armed forces here. And how old are you, Yoav?
23.
You're 23, so you've finished army. Where are you in the army?
Pikud HaOrf.
Ah, Pikud HaOrf, Doug, is the unit that takes care of the population in case of war, and mm-hmm. they also are involved in earthquakes. When there's a huge earthquake, Pikud HaOrf, that's what it's called. It's the, how would you translate it into English, do you know? It's like the homeland security, that's what it is. So I'm passing you over to Itamar, ask him whatever you want to.
All right, so Itamar, good to have you here in America. The question, obviously, is why do you think it's important? Do you understand, or do your parents understand, what it is that you're pursuing?
Yes, I think it's a big inspiration to be here in the museum. Also, the mentalists here, very big names. Like, Uri Geller, I think, is the biggest. And it's great to be here and learn all the things from the mentalists.
Did you hear Uri speak at some place, and did you find yourself motivated in your own life to change or do something?
Yes. A lot of times. The last time I heard him, it was at Blackpool Magic Conversation. It was in England. And I think even though I knew Uri before, I think it also motivated me a lot. And I think it sort of changed my life.
All right, I'm going to ask you.
When I hear youngsters say it's changed his life, that is a huge honor for me. And, you know, no doubt I brought mentalism into mainstream and huge names like David Blaine. I mean, I can go on and on. They all studied me and so forth. But Yoav is after the army. So that's interesting. But what is Yoav? What is your work now? How do you earn your living?
I am a mentalist. And I really inspired from you.
Yes.
Uri helped me a lot to take my whole life to the next level in the performance and in my personal experience.
That's great. Thank you, Yoav. You know, Doug, as we are speaking to you, if we sound a little muffled, it's because we are wearing masks. There's no way I meet people without masks. It's Israel is going into lockdown this weekend, and the lockdown situation is not only Israel. It's beginning in England. It's beginning in France, Italy. Yeah. There is a surge, which is called a second wave. When winter arrives, there might be even a third wave. Like yesterday, 4,900 people were infected in Israel. I don't know how many in Brazil, but in Brazil it's in the thousands. It's crazy, and hopefully with medicine we'll cure everything in the coming year.
But a positive point of view is also, I think, very helpful in sort of staving off that. All right, nice to meet those two youngsters. Uri, thank you. Uri Geller here from the Uri Geller Museum. Check that out at urigellermuseum.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com, and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.